The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Wonderful Wednesday, and we're about to embark on a new journey into Kingdom Teaching as we dare to talk about the Holy Spirit. Ooh. First, we talk about how making the Holy Spirit sad is bad. Do we like it when people make us sad? No. Next, we acknowledge that it's the Holy Spirit that's active in our birth, rebirth into the kingdom, and into any form of ministry, just like he moved upon Jesus for the ministry that Jesus had. And finally, we review five fantastic things the Holy Spirit does for you and I, and how we can't make it in this walk without him.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities. Yeah, I got another one. Just from last night. Oh, wait, do you hear this one? And so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can text us, 214-210-8483. You are allowed to text us and ask us a question, give us a praise report. Totally okay. Totally okie dokie. Going to start off with our first trivia question. You ready? You ready? First trivia question. We talked about the wise men yesterday. The wise men from the east who visited, what were the gifts they brought? What did the wise men bring? What were those gifts? If you know the answer, 214-210-8483. You can also call. We've got both things going. 972-445-0770, the old standard number. You're welcome to call if you know the answer to what that trivia question is. We lay it out before you. Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. No, I think we've established that. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First foremost, do not forget, which I forgot to do yesterday, and I apologize, our DNA, D, draw closer to the Lord, D, draw closer to the Lord, closer and closer and closer and closer, N, never be ashamed. When should you be ashamed? Never. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to all those that believe, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Also, always be ready. That's the A part. Always be ready, ready to go, ready to go, ready to go for whatever the Lord wants. Draw closer to the Lord, D. N, never be ashamed. A, always be ready. That's our DNA as Christians. Don't forget that. Okay, before we get into the teaching, I'm giving you a couple of forewarnings because I like you guys. Okay, so here's your forewarnings. Tomorrow we're doing expository. Expository, we're doing Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. We're talking about the Holy Spirit, hence the buildup towards the Holy Spirit and the discussion. Keep in mind, I'm a Baptist. I have an ordination from a Baptist group, an ordination from a Pentecostal group. What does that mean? It means that I like different parts of each of their theologies and their different elements. I have a BA in a non-denominational. I have a master's in a more of a Foursquare/Pentecostal, and I'm getting my PhD in a Baptist. And it's like you're thinking, what is with you? I was born and raised Jewish, and I'm just as confused as you are. But I do believe that the closer we get to the Lord, the better off we are. So you can come along on this journey if you want to. Before we get into any of the teachings, we have that one question that's up on the board right now. The wise men, they brought what gifts did they bring? when they came to visit Jesus as a baby. 214-210-8483. That's where you can text to. We've already got people responding. If you want to call in because you don't like to text, you can use our original phone line, which is kind of cool. 972-445-0770. The terrific Tierra is right there to help you all the way through. We're going to cover a couple things that happened in history and get into the teaching, but let me tell you what happened last night. These are the kind of things that I've been hesitant to share with you guys because they're just so weird sometimes. So I was, you know, they call it FaceTiming when you're talking to somebody like Duo or you're talking through Skype or whatever. And I was talking to my daughter. My daughter has three children. We have Addie Bug, we have Isaiah Anthony, and Easton Scott. Easton Scott was the one that was in the hospital for a while. And we were talking about her kids, and we were talking about my son's kids, Carter Bear and Stella and Cash. And we were just having a discussion in general. And she said, I've wanted to ask you something for a couple of years, and I was hesitant, so I thought I'd ask you. And I'm like, uh-oh. I hope she's not going to talk about my past or something. What do we got going on? And she said, you know, and all those baby pictures that I sent of Addie Bug and Easton and even of Isaiah Anthony and all my kids, were any of those pictures ugly? So my daughter just asked me if any of the pictures that she sent about my grandkids were ugly. Guess what that is called? A no-win situation. I can tell the truth and be a bad dad. I can almost tell the truth and be a bad son before the Lord. Or I can pass. Pass. That's my answer. I will just use the political answer. I'm sorry, I did not hear the question. Okay, for those that do not know, on this day, today is Pick Strawberries Day. I don't know what that means. National Quiche Lorraine Day. That's okay. World Bee Day, but it's not the to be or not to be. It's actually the bzzz bees. Keep in mind, on this day, 1873, a patent for blue jeans with copper rivets was issued to Levi Strauss. That's pretty amazing. And I thought the most important thing for today was 1986 was the 25th anniversary for the celebration of the Flintstones on CBS TV, one of my favorite cartoons growing up as a kid, which I think many of you could understand. Let's get right into the heart of it. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, say the following: do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. To grieve is not a complex word. It's to make sad. To grieve is not to quench. Quench is to restrict the flow. Grieve is different. Grieve makes sad. It involves feelings. It's the part where we've got to learn that when we grieve the Holy Spirit, we do that, we've got to say, sorry, God, because that's the wrong attitude to have. Keep in mind, the Holy Spirit is involved in our birth in the kingdom of God, and our rebirth being born again. Listen to this passage in Luke 1:33. How will this be, Mary asked, since I am a virgin? The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, so the Holy One to be born, who will be called the Son of God. It was by the touch of the Holy Spirit and the life of Mary that Jesus was born. That's one birth. But watch this. That's not the only birth. Titus chapter 3, verse 3 through 6. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we have done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and the renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior. We are born again by the Holy Spirit. You know that whole born again thing? You don't enter back into your mother's womb a second time. That spirit that's dead to God by our sinful nature is born again. It becomes alive again. That's what the Holy Spirit does in our lives. We cannot commune and connect apart from that. You'll understand as we go through some of this text that the Holy Spirit, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's ministry is the continuation of the ministry of Jesus now that Jesus has ascended to the right hand of the Father. The Holy Spirit does whatever the Son wants him to do. The Holy Spirit says whatever the Son wants him to. And it's all about furthering the ministry of Jesus Christ, and that takes place through the Holy Spirit. One of the coolest examples. I like it. You don't have to like it. I like it. I think it's cool. The Holy Spirit has been symbolized or likened unto sunshine. There is plenty for everybody, but the people that stay in the shadows and the darkness never experience the warmth and the touch of the light from the sunshine. It's like, yeah, that's great. And we ought to have plenty of sunshine in our lives. We ought to have plenty of warmth. We ought to have plenty of connection. Now, there's a problem for us in our society. We have taught pretty good about Father. I think we've done a really good job in Christology in talking about Jesus Christ. But I will say that the church at large probably gets a C- in teaching about the Holy Spirit. There are over 30 formulas throughout the New Testament that show Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all between Matthew 1:1 and Revelation 22:21, not including the multiples that are in the Old Testament, specifically Genesis 1:26, where God says, "Let us make man in our image," and he wasn't talking about the angels. So there's a lot there to, what's that phrase that all the pastors use? There's a lot there to unpack. I hate that phrase only because it makes me think of coming back from a trip and unzipping my suitcase and putting all my clothes in the laundry room, and it's like, I don't like it. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is we are called not to make the Holy Spirit sad. If you are a Christian who is ignoring walking in the Holy Spirit, you're going to find out you cannot follow the commands of God, not the least of which is don't grieve the Holy Spirit. If you're ignoring him, you're making him sad. And to be filled with the Holy Spirit, if you're ignoring him, you're not being filled. And you don't get to be filled by putting a quarter in a machine and using a little claw thing and trying to pull out a little toy and having it drop somewhere. We're going to talk about what that process is, what that looks like. But what I really want to set up for you is understanding that you will not do ministry apart from the Holy Spirit. Ever. In fact, no ministry really takes place outside of the Holy Spirit. And in fact, no real life takes place outside of the Holy Spirit, because it was the Holy Spirit that was hovering over the face of the deep when God took the earth and brought life into it. We're going to pull that apart and look at it. It's kind of cool if you think about it. By the way, the answer to the question regarding the trivia, I think most people know, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Good job, everybody, on that one. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Hey, jing-a-dee-jing, it's Dominic the donkey, jing-a-dee-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey, la, 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 la.
Oh, that is...
La, 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 la.
You asked for zany, my friend.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. So we, being not completely unlike, you know, Christmas Vacation in Chevy Chase and so on and so forth, we got a really big tree, slapped it up on the car. Of course, it scratched the car to no end. Remember, I'm Jewish, and I'm trying to follow the Christmas holiday. It's got nothing to do with my Christianity. I like Christmas. I like the season and so on and so forth. I have no problem celebrating any specific time, picking a time, and we're as close as we can be celebrating the birth of Christ. It's awesome. It's a great time of year. But you're talking about me fighting a tree. And I'm fighting the tree, and I'm fighting the tree, and I hack off a few branches. And unfortunately, what I hacked off with the axe wasn't enough. Because I was right there again, holding the Christmas tree with my feet on the door, trying to pull it in. Hey, you know what? The Christmas tree was not coming in. So you know what I did? I hacked off a few more pieces. But then, instead of just trying to pull the tree in, I hacked off a few more pieces. By this point, I have decided that Christmas is a pagan holiday that only people who are supporting Christmas presents have created, and Jewish people who believe in Jesus should not be celebrating Christmas, and I'm crashing the tree, and I've got the axe up, and I'm crushing it, and I'm going to get this tree in, and you would not believe it, but after doing that for 15 minutes, I still could not get the tree in the house. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. What a privilege. What a pleasure to be back into the studio. I'm working here with terrific Tiara. She is helping me get through all of the process. It is fantastic to be back at the desk. I'm just going to call it the desk. You know, in Star Trek, they had the captain's chair. This is like the desk. That's what we're going to go with. If you want to reach out to us, 214-210-8483 by text, 214-210-8483. You can also call us at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. I did find it amazing that during the everybody staying at home kind of thing, that our text, they blew up, went to like 1,000% more than we had ever gotten in the past. And so I want to keep that open for people that like to text. And some people like to do it that way, and there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. So with that, let's offer up the next trivia question. Okay, not a hard one, but you're going to have to at least spell right or do your best. Who did King David have an affair with and then kill her husband? Who did King David have an affair with and then kill her husband? Liz, do you think that one is too easy? The one coming next is going to be a little more complex. I do want to remind, so you can text 214-210-8483, or you can call in 972-445-0770. I want to remind you about HeMustIncrease.org. HeMustIncrease.org. We are doing pretty good. I'm going to tell you right now, as a ministry, we're doing pretty good. Finances a little tight as it gets that way towards the 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th. As we get there, because we have to pay our radio rent by the 28th. And so you'll hear me ask a little bit more and a little bit more, just trying to keep it straight. If you are so inclined and you go to the website and you see the interview and you hear audio of my testimony, some of the different video pictures on there, some little audio snippets, the link to 2,400 plus hours of podcasts. In the middle of the site and towards the bottom of the site, there are places to give. If you're so inclined, please do so. If you're not able to, I understand, but please keep us in prayer as we are depending on you and we're depending on the Lord and our ministry partners to get us through section by section, grid by grid, and moment by moment. Okay? All right. Just that simple. Email David at HeMustIncrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now let's hear from our ministry partner.
Well, we're moving on now. We're moving on up.
Johnny Hill. So I just sent Johnny a text today. We're going to try and have him on the radio next week. We're going to first have to do it by landline phone, and then as things ease up, he'll be able to come into the studio, but that's not yet, so we're going to take everything one step at a time based on what the owners and the governor and the owners of the business, the owners of the radio station, everybody's doing. We're just going to follow along because we believe that in the midst of it all, we can prevail. Somebody actually wanted to know, well, do you think that's right? Do you think that's wrong? I think it's pretty obvious that Daniel, who served under Nebuchadnezzar, just went with the system right up until the moment where the system tried to say he couldn't spend time with God. And then Daniel went, wrong answer. But he worked within the system until that point. It's a good thing to remember, especially Nebuchadnezzar probably wasn't the easiest king to work for. That's why God turned him into a cow. Just keep that in mind. Trivia question. Who did King David have an affair with and then kill her husband? Wow. That doesn't sound like a righteous king, does it? Well, people make mistakes. People do things, make dumb decisions. Nobody made him do that. That was a bad call, and he suffered for it. But it's not like he lost his salvation. He just blew it. And that's something that happens to us. And I'd like to say this just real quickly. Look, there are things in your walk that you're going to do. There's things in your life you're going to do. You're going to blow it. But that's what grace is about. That's what forgiveness is about. Forgiveness is not something that can be earned. It's extended to you by God. It's the whole point is that you can't make it up in that morality debt. And God eliminates that and grants you forgiveness. Now, granted, we do have to have a repentance. We have to have an acknowledgement. We have to have a surrender. We have to have a submission. But listen, you're going to probably do some things between now and the trumpet for you or now and the trumpet for the end of the world, and they're going to be dumb because we do dumb things. I'm not sure why that's weird to think about. We do it a lot. I think more Christians do dumb things driving than they might do anywhere else. Or there's no Christians on the road because there's a lot of dumb drivers on the road. And my point in that is that you'll make mistakes. That's what grace and forgiveness are for. That's what mercy's for. King David did a terrible thing, abused his authority, right? Took advantage of the situation. Was in the position and then acted more man-centered than God-centered. But when he was called on the carpet for it, he asked for forgiveness. He recognized his sin. He asked God to wash him clean. And God did forgive him and didn't take away his kingdom and gave grace to his family. Just think about that. The mercy of God is so awesome. It's wonderful. Don't reject it. Okay? All right. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit, and the reason we're talking about the Holy Spirit is because we're doing an expository tomorrow on being filled with the Spirit, and in that expository, I'm going to be talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Oh, controversial. You think tongues are controversial? The baptism of the Holy Spirit, that and eschatology are by far the two biggest things in the church that people go rah, 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 at one another for, which is ridiculous. If you think of something, the process that God does, and I think of it differently, but we both love Jesus Christ, and God is our Father, and we drink of the same Spirit, really? That's an issue to not fellowship over? That's absurd. All right, but I want to talk about the Holy Spirit in our lives and in ministry. Luke chapter 4, verse 1, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. There's a fairy tale going on in Christianity that says that if you're led by the Holy Spirit, everything will be popcorn and roses and cotton candy. Who came up with that idiocy? Jesus couldn't have been any more filled with the Holy Spirit and led by the Holy Spirit, since the Holy Spirit, him and the Father, are one in communion. And guess where the Holy Spirit led him? Here's the desert. Wait, what? That's right. To the desert for testing and trying and proving. Yet Jesus went through that. You don't think you're going to go through that? You are. Matthew 3, 13 through 17, which, by the way, was my text this morning for my devotions. You think that was an accident? I'll tell you when I'm done reading this what happened. Matthew 3:13-17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Jesus replied, let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water, and at that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Before you get real weird on it, just keep it really easy. I just want to share something that happened to me. When I got home yesterday, I started doing some of my study, and I just got this strong impression. That's right, I'm calling it an impression, that I needed to get this teaching that I'm teaching you right now. I call it Sorry, God. So I went through all my material, and I got it. And I'm like, okay, I got it. Then I did my devotions this morning, and they were on Matthew chapter 3, verse 8 through 17. And then this afternoon when I got here to the station, I'm looking at this material for section 2, and it's Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 through 17, which I did devotions on this morning. And I just knew God had lined it up. That's a little bit of being led by the Spirit. Was that perfect? No. Did I do it perfectly? No. Did the Holy Spirit hit me on the head? No. I was just impressed that I really needed to grab that and put it together, so I did. And that was yesterday, and today in my devotions, this is what I'm covering. And now I'm teaching it. It's like, to me, that's the Lord lining stuff up. Here's the deal. The deal is there's this idea that you can just do ministry simply by knowing the Word of God and nothing else. But the Word of God is not God. God is God. Jesus even said in John chapter 5, you search the scriptures because in them you think you have eternal life, but these are they that point to me. You have to come to the Lord. And the Word of God is his breath, and it's what he has to say, and it's how he defines himself, and it's how he clarifies beyond natural revelation, specific revelation about himself. And in doing that, we need the empowerment and the leading of the Holy Spirit to do the ministry that God has called us to. You can't do this stuff by yourself. You think you can love your enemy apart from God helping you? No. Can't be done. And Jesus surrenders himself, identifies with humanity by being baptized by John. He's like, let's just go through the process so they can see I'm identifying with everybody. I'm identifying with them. And they'll understand that I'm the Son of Man. And then after that, the Holy Spirit comes upon him. And guess what? He's ready to rock and roll for the things that God has in mind. Every day we should be waking up going, Lord, fill me with your Spirit. Let your Spirit descend upon me. Let your Spirit fill me inside and fall upon me outside. And the Holy Spirit comes upon us to do the work and inside us for character. But we need to be in connection with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's not weird. It's normal. Should be normal anyway. All right, we get back. We're going to talk about the five great things. By the way, the answer to the trivia question was Bathsheba. She was the one whom David had committed adultery with and executed Uriah the Hittite, her husband. Okay, we're going to take a short break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
By the way, I found out just the other day, I know you don't know this, but I found out that I am one of the most hated people in the United States of America and in the world. Did you know that?
Because you're a middle-aged white guy?
Let me help you out here, son. Let me help you out. Not only am I a middle-aged white guy, by the way, thanks for the middle age line. Thanks, pal. I appreciate that.
I'm not that far behind.
Okay, well, that's not the point. The point is, I'm also, ready? I'm also Jewish, okay? So I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm Christian, so I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm conservative, I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm an American, got a lot of people that don't like me right there. I mean, you see where we're going with this? And I have a talk show. So that's just, you put all those together.
You got me left. Yeah, I love you, buddy.
I mean, come on. You know, just because they love me doesn't mean that they're right. And just because they hate me doesn't mean they're wrong. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I think some of our cut-ins and some of these are so funny. I mean, they're just so goofy. You guys ought to laugh. There's a lot going on in the world. It's not very laughable. This stuff, pretty laughable. That's what I will say. Great job on the trivia, everybody. Got one more trivia question coming up. It is something that you should know, but it's a little lengthier in its response. So for those that are ready for trivia, I hope you're ready for trivia. Here is the next trivia question. You need to finish this scripture. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. What's the rest of that verse? 214-210-8483 if you want to text. And then 972-445-0770 if you want to call in. Website, hemustincrease.org. HeMustIncrease.org. Email David at HeMustIncrease.org. You can go, by the way, you can go to HeMustIncrease.org and fill out the form, and that'll get you there. Again, if you have an answer to the trivia question but you want to call in, you got to use the 972-445-0770 number. The text is only for the 214-210-8483. It's a little confusing, but we'll work it out. We'll make it clearer as we move on. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. I think we have a caller coming in, so I think we're going to stall for a second. Did you want to get the caller, or do you want to do the thing? Okay, here we go.
Hello?
This is David. Who am I talking to?
Yolanda.
Hi, can you turn down your radio just a little? That'll help the echo. Okay, awesome. Thank you. Okay, so here's the portion that we're asking about. Straightforward. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. What's the rest of that verse?
I will feel no evil, for thou art with me.
That is correct!
Yay!
You are 100% correct. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. You want to hear something that's really cool about that? In that verse, David says, I will fear no evil. It's a decision. It's a conscious decision not to.
Oh, man.
That's some pretty good stuff right there. Excellent job. Is this your first time calling in?
Yes.
I'm so glad. And sometimes we have presents, and sometimes we have prizes, and sometimes we just do it so that people can stay on top of the Word of God. As we get more and more into it, you'll have more opportunities to win, and maybe you get the chance to get some prizes, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You are more than welcome. God bless you.
You too.
Bye-bye. Yay! See, that went great. Okay, now let's go back. You guys, you're all over the place. You have no idea how all over the place I am. Let's go back to our ministry partner now.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, wind flood smoke cleanup. All kinds of restoration services coming from our great friends, Mr. Restore. MrRestore.com. Just keep this in mind. I'll make this real easy. If you ever need to get in touch with them and you have any problems, you get a hold of me. But these guys are liquid. And what I mean by liquid is if you call them and you've got an emergency going on and you need any kind of restoring for your apartment, your church, your office building, your home, if there's any kind of cleanup that needs to take place because of water or smoke or fire or flood or anything, they are on emergency response within 60 minutes. Thousands of happy customers. They're great people. They support the Adaptive Training Foundation, which we also support. Clint is the owner. I'm trying getting him on the phone so we can do an interview with us. MrRestore.com. And then you can also connect through HeMustIncrease.org. Great, great, great people. We love them. Love Clint. He's a great guy. And he's actually done a more fabulous job than he ever knows. He took us through the start to the end of what a process is when somebody calls in. It's like he was on the radio. He goes, I've never done that before. It's like it was so cool because you really got to understand the whole process. All right, going back to the Holy Spirit. So, again, for those that don't know, Bapticost. You're thinking, what's Bapticost? A little bit Baptist, a little bit Pentecostal, totally Jewish. So you just got to figure it out. Here's the bottom line. In Bible college, when I went earlier on, they would say, well, what happens to Dave in the rapture because he's Jewish? How does that work? And I just said, I'll be there before all of you. If the Lord comes, if there's a trumpet blowing, I'm a-going. That's just all I got for you. All right, I want to talk about five things the Holy Spirit does. Fantastic. These are so great. Let's talk about them. John 16, 12 through 13. I have much more to say to you, much more than you can bear. See, the Lord can't tell you everything at once. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. The Holy Spirit guides us. There's people out there that are like, I need to really know what I'm doing. I need to know where I'm going. I need to know what direction to go in. Okay, well, here's your guidance counselor. Right? Right here, the Holy Spirit. John 16, 12 through 13. The Spirit of truth comes. He will guide you into all truth. You need some guidance? Gotcha. Guess what? That's one of the things the Holy Spirit does, is guide you. I mean, for some of us, I just, you know, for me, I like the door to be lit in neon. Flashing. Go this way, Dave. Walk these steps at this pace, Dave. That's kind of how I am. I like stuff like that. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being. The Holy Spirit strengthens us. You know, sometimes you feel run down. I mean, I just think about Tiara and I when I walked in. It's like the weather kind of brings you down. It's kind of like, yeah. And you know how the weather can make you feel, yeah. Well, the Holy Spirit can make you feel, yeah, and kind of give you life and bump you up. The Holy Spirit strengthens you in the faith, strengthens you in life. I mean, it was by the power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus resurrected. You know that, right? It was by the power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus resurrected. I know you guys know that, okay? So he guides us, cool. He strengthens us. Here's the one that gets skipped. I don't know why this gets skipped. Romans 5:5, and the hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who he's given us. Do you remember when you were first a Christian? Do you remember in the very beginning, for some of you, how there was an explosion of the concept of love and how you just, I love everybody. Yep. Oh, praise the Lord. You just had this happiness, this joyfulness. A lot of people call it the Christian honeymoon period. Well, it's the Holy Spirit that pours out God's love into your heart. Okay? God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And a lot of people are like, where'd that love ever go? Where'd that old flavor go? Where'd that old system go? Well, it's just like anything else. It's just like dating. It's just like a relationship. It's by the Holy Spirit. If you've grieved the Holy Spirit, if you've ignored the Holy Spirit, you're ignoring that venue where the love of God's poured into your heart. Kind of like in a relationship. If you don't do the things you did at first when you were dating, like the love notes and the flowers and the appreciation and the expressions and cooking for one another, going out on dates, doing all those things, then you can't figure out where the romance went. It went out the door when you stopped doing that stuff. That's why you got to go back to that. Well, that's true for your faith. What were you doing in the beginning? The Holy Spirit's poured out in your heart. You're like, yay! I mean, come on now. Come on. All right, wait, I'm not done. I mean, these are so cool. These is, he guides us, he strengthens us, he loves us. Watch this one, Romans 8:16. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. He assures us. People sit there and say, well, I just don't know if I'm saved. Well, maybe you should stop quenching the Holy Spirit. Maybe you should stop grieving the Holy Spirit so the Holy Spirit can testify to you that you're God's kid. You're trying to figure out, why can't I never figure that out? Well, maybe if you open up the faucet a little. Well, I don't feel secure. Well, the Holy Spirit moves past feelings, okay? He's the guider of into truth. And he assures us, Spirit testifies with our spirit. God's Spirit testifies with our spirit. You're mine. And besides, why would you go through all those trials for nothing? Just think about that. That ought to really. And then he also does this. And listen to this. This is like, I could do two shows on this. Listen to this. Luke 10:21. At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you've hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to little children. Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit pours out joy. Remember the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace. How's your joy? How's your love? We just talked about love. How's your joy? How's your peace? Also coming from the Holy Spirit. Props to Deb, who says they call it being drunk on Jesus. Great line. Here's the bottom line. The Holy Spirit guides us, strengthens us, loves us, assures us, gives us joy. If we're having a hard time, guess who it's whose fault it isn't? It's not God's fault. God's not up there going, well, I'm just restricting the flow. I don't want anybody to be too happy. It's us. Oh, we got to stop. Come on. We got to mature. That would be an awesome thing. All right, now we're going to take a break and come back, and then I'm going to close this out. It's a very powerful close. You just need to be ready for it. So you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video. But you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable. But it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Sometimes
welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Having some good fun on this Wednesday. Love the opportunity to share with you. Love the opportunity to talk about the Word, talk about what the Lord's doing in all of our lives. I pray for the audience every day. I know you guys don't know this, but I actually pray that how I pray for you guys is I pray that you guys would be in triumph and be delivered from any tragedies. I'm just like, it's a good way to pray. Not complex, it's just straightforward. If you want to reach out to us, 214-210-8483 is the text number. And then the actual number is 972-445-0770. Okay, so we have a text number and an actual number. Don't forget about the website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. It turns out we do have plans on the website to fix the kitchen sink. Good, that's good to know. Email David at hemustincrease.org, Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry, and now let's hear from our next ministry partner. Kimberly Ellis. Just yesterday, we had her husband, Tony, call into the show. Did a great job. We just really love those guys, Tony and Kimberly. Great people. She works with Fathom Realty. She is a well-seasoned, very knowledgeable real estate aficionado that can help you. It doesn't matter if you're a first-time buyer or if you're an experienced investor. Doesn't matter whether you're looking to get out or into a foreclosure or out or into a short sale. She can help you and answer any real estate questions you might have, and it will not cost you an obligation. You can just talk to her on the phone, see how it goes, see how it connects. 903-48-HOMES, 903-48-HOMES. Now, we make it so that all of our ministry partners and all of our friends, you can access them through our website, hemustincrease.org, but you can contact Kimberly directly, 903-48-HOMES. If you If you do so, there's not an obligation for you to do anything or sign anything. You just want to talk to her, kind of figure out if there's a connection there. Get in touch with her. Ask her whatever you want to ask her. You might be looking to buy. You might be looking to sell. You might just be kicking around the idea. 903-48-HOMES. We encourage you to reach out to her. Don't forget, tomorrow we have expository teaching. So expository teaching is different. We don't do our ministry partner talks. We just go into expository teaching. We're in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, and we will be covering the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You will hear a Baptist point of view. And I just to give you an idea of how real that is, in my one of my papers, I wrote the Baptist point of view, and the professor, I did get an A, but every point that was opposite his denomination, he said, I don't get this. It's because when you're trained in a certain way of thinking, you just kind of stick there. And it's like, okay, I get that. But if Scripture opens up a little more, maybe you should be a little bit more aware that God is not in our little box. Now, I know we want to put him in a box, and that's cute, and you want to put a bow on it, but he ain't stuck there. So it ain't going to work that way. Keep in mind, he did use a donkey to rebuke a prophet. He can pretty much do what he wants. Okay? All right. All right, last two things to talk about in regards to the Holy Spirit. And I'm not trying to do an overemphasis on the Holy Spirit. I don't think you should worship the Holy Spirit more than you worship the Father, or worship the Holy Spirit more than you worship Jesus. I think it's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And how I do it, not everybody, how I do it is I pray to the Father in the name of the Son with help from the Holy Spirit. That's just how I go about it, because that's what makes most sense to me. Two things I want to tell you. One, don't forget that you're supposed to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit as you do with the Father and as you do with the Son. And you think, no, that's crazy. 2 Corinthians 13:14, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. It's not a it's not a maybe, it's not a could be, it's not a would be. We need to be actively engaging with the Holy Spirit. If he is our comforter, we need him for comfort. If he is our guidance counselor, we need him for guidance. There's nothing else to that. The biggest issue that comes across my universe is people say, how? They don't say how because they're trying to come up with a question for the media. They just are like, how? How do you have more of the Holy Spirit? How do you walk in that? How do you do that? What do you process through that? We're going to talk about some of that tomorrow, but let's look at the most basic answer as to how you have more of the Holy Spirit in your lives. Jesus gives the answer. Of course he gives the answer. Luke chapter 11:11-13, which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And that's the how. The how is you ask. You ask the Father in the name of the Son to have more of the Holy Spirit in you. Jesus' entire teaching here on Luke 11:11-13, people are like, well, that was dispensational this, and that was this, and that. Don't pay attention to that rubbish. The Word of God is alive and active. Everything between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21 is for your learning, your growth, your closeness, so you can draw closer unto the Lord. And here the Lord tells us, look, if you guys are evil, and by the way, when they say, well, man is basically good, not according to Jesus. According to Jesus, you are evil. And he said, but if you, though you're evil, can give good gifts to your kids, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't care if you're Baptist, Pentecostal, Methodist, Church of Christ, I don't care, Presbyterian, I just don't have no care whatsoever, zero. Here's what I'm going to tell you. If you want more of the Holy Spirit active in your life, you ask the Father in the name of the Son to have more of the Holy Spirit in your life, and you will. There's questions as to whether the Holy Spirit comes upon us or he's within us. The answer is both, as usually the answer is both. And the idea that you can have more of God active in your life, it's available to you if you choose. If you decide to restrict God, people are like, well, you can't restrict God. There's no way to restrict God. Not only is that statement not true that you can't restrict God, but the Father was restricted when the or is always restricted when the people rebel against him and sin against him, so he can't pour his favor out upon them. And even Jesus in his demonstration could not do many miracles in certain places because the people just wouldn't believe and they didn't care, and he was amazed at their unbelief, and they were restricting the movement of God, the free-flowing grace of God. Of course you can do that. Of course you can quench. Of course you can pivot away from. We're not talking about salvation. You're talking about the outpouring of God into your life. You can surrender about as much as you want to. Aha! Aha! That should be the Yiddish thing. You can surrender about as much as you want to. You know, almost everybody I know is one of their favorite verses, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your understanding. Guess what that says? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Yeah, what about those of us that do about 75%? What about the 80%ers? What about the 50%ers? Forget that. What about the 20%ers? There's plenty of us that do a lot of restricting because we have this rebellious nature in us that says no. Yet we're supposed to walk around always saying, yes, Lord. Do you want more of God in your life? Ask him. I mean, here's the thing that people, this stuff gets weird. You can't ask God and have Satan answer, or no person would ever get saved. Do you understand that? You can't pray a prayer to God and have Satan interject for God, or no person would ever get saved, ever. Do you understand that? If you pray to God and he says no, that's one thing. But if you pray something according to his will, what will he say? He'll say, of course, of course. In Luke chapter 12, verse 32, it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He delights in it. If you come before the Lord and say, I want more of you, he will only say yes. Isn't that fantastic? So instead of grieving the Holy Spirit, we should be greeting the Holy Spirit on an everyday basis. You don't have to be a wackadoodle to do it. You just gotta want to have more of God. That's all there is to it. Don't make it weird. Make it a part of your walk. Okay? All right. Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then. Just as I am,
you reach down and see. The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.